Unit 11. The History of the Potato in Europe. The potato began its journey across Europe when 16th century Spanish explorers brought it back home from Peru. The root vegetable was initially viewed as a scientific curiosity, valued more for its flowers than its edible roots. In 1565, Spain's King Philip II sent some potato plants to Rome's Pope Pius IV, who, in turn, sent a few potatoes to Belgium in 1587 and Germany the following year. This began the potato's diffusion throughout the continent. Potatoes then made a unique journey to France via a prisoner of war named Antoine Augustin Parmentier. Parmentier was fed a diet of potatoes during his imprisonment in Germany and, recognizing the potato's nutritious qualities, wanted to bring them with him when he returned to France. He convinced King Louis XVI and his wife Marie Antoinette to promote the root vegetable, and they did so by wearing its flowers in their clothes and hair. Nevertheless, suspicions of the potato's strange shape and a circulating belief that it was poisonous countered the king and queen's best efforts. In fact, the French did not accept the potato as a favorable food until Parmentier later tricked them into thinking it was something precious. Potatoes reached England around the same time and were then passed on to Denmark and Ireland. Unlike the rest of superstitious Europe, Ireland's famished population accepted the potato wholeheartedly and were the first to make it their staple food. In fact, the Irish found that they could live off a diet of nothing but low-calorie, fat-free, vitamin-rich potatoes, although they generally ate them with a bit of buttermilk, shredded cabbage, and onion. During a period of roughly 60 years, Ireland's population doubled to 8 million thanks to its new potato-based diet. By 1697, when Russia's Tsar Peter the Great arrived in Europe to visit the continent's major capitals, potatoes were so prominent that the Tsar decided to take some home with him. At first, Russians had the same suspicions many other Europeans had about the potato's appearance and safety. For more than one century, the potato was referred to by the nickname the Devil's Apple. However, when Tsar Nicholas I took the throne in the early 1800s, he ordered his subjects to eat potatoes. Russia eventually went on to become one of the world's top consumers and producers of the root vegetable. Although the potato did not receive a warm welcome when it first arrived in Europe, it eventually became an indispensable ingredient in European cuisine. The potato's high nutritional value and versatility also improved the general health and longevity of Europeans who were eager to share its benefits with people in Asia, Africa, and North America. Today, the nearly 4,000 varieties of potato plants are enjoyed in a range of healthy, delicious ways by people all around the world.